War subjects children to a living hell, Mr. Ban told council members. From Syria to South Sudan to Nigeria, Somalia and Afghanistan, among others, fighting continues to uproot and even end young lives.
I'm deeply concerned that more and more children are being arrested, detained, or even killed in counterterrorism operations. I'm also alarmed by violations of international humanitarian law caused by aerial bombardments. Even wars have rules. Hospitals and schools should be protected. Civilians should be spared. Children should not be used to fight.
The Secretary General also addressed the removal of Saudi Arabia from his annual report on children in armed conflict. The kingdom heads a coalition that is backing government forces in Yemen in their battle against rebels known as Houthis. Mr. Ban said he had been informed of steps the coalition is taking to prevent and end grave violations against children there.
But I want to repeat, the content of the report stands. Let me be clear, the report and its annexes may cause discomfort, but that is not the goal in itself. Our aim is to protect the children in danger by ensuring concrete change. Today, I renew my appeal to every member state and every party to conflict. If you want to protect your image, protect children.
It's been 20 years since the UN first began monitoring the plight of children in wartime. Leila Zarugi, the organization's top expert on the subject, highlighted progress achieved since then.
More than 115,000 children associated with party to conflict have been released as a result of dialogue and action plans. To date, 25 action plans have been signed with parties to conflict. 9 parties have fully complied and were delisted in Chad, in Côte d'Ivoire, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and Uganda.
Anthony Lake, head of the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, pointed out how children's rights are being woven into the peace agreement between the government and rebels in Colombia. But he insisted that more must be done globally to improve young lives shattered by war.
We are not human if we are not outraged by all of this. But our outrage and our anger must be matched by action. Not only, for example, to end the recruitment and use of children in armed conflict, but to support them as they rebuild their lives and contribute to the future of their societies, and to seek measures that will prevent other children from suffering the same fate.
The UNICEF chief called for action in key areas, including getting warring parties to halt the use of cluster munitions and landmines in densely populated areas. They also should cease attacks on healthcare facilities and schools. Deanne Penn, United Nations.